Okay, we're finishing Bezrat Hashem Shvuat HaSivadon this morning. Rabbi Josh is in good shape. Waiting for the big moment. We're on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph on time. We have a new Rebbe for Rabbi Yaakov. The old key is no longer functional. We changed the lock. Yeah. Rameh was kind enough to lend his weight to the Tikkun HaDelet. and we're now ready to proceed. Let's take a look for a moment at the Mishnah, just so that we can note right about six lines above the large lines in the Mishnah. Daf Lamed Vav Lamed Beis. So we say over there we have a tfiyah in which somebody mentions a number of different things, or if there's five different people that are being toveya. So there were two ways in which a person can respond. He can either respond generally, so he can say, Shvu'ah she'en lechem biyadi, and if he says one thing to all of them, eino chayav ala achat, he's only chayav one. But if he says, Shvu'ah she'en lecha biyadi, velo lecha, chayav al kol achat biyachat. So if he mentions each one separately, and it seems from our Mishnah, and he's mechabed them all with that vav, so in other words, he's saying that they're all included, so then he's chayav kol achas liachas, and in each one he would have a separate chiyav of an asham. Rabbi Eliezer, omer ad sheyomar shvua b'achrona, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you'd have to say lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha, b'shvua. So in other words, everything that I said above is with a shvua, only then would we view it as pratim. Otherwise, we would say it's all one long shvuah. Shvuah, lo lecha, doesn't matter if you said above. You're just including each subsequent one with the shvuah that was said originally. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ad sheyomar shvuah lekol achad v'achad. It wouldn't even be considered a prat if you did that. You'd have to say shvuah shelo lecha, shvuah shelo lecha, shvuah lo, and then only then is it considered to be pratim. Now, one thing that is not clear from our Mishnah is the distinction between a vav hachibur or not saying a vav hachibur. In other words, suppose the person had said, shvu'ah lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, without a vav. How would we look at that? Would we look at it that he's specifically now coming to say, I don't want there to be a single shvu'ah on all of you, and therefore if I would say vav, you would make it look, in your mind, it would just be that same shvua is vav, vav, vav. And therefore, I'm specifically leaving it out as a vav to show you this is not a series. What I really need to say is shvua, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha. That shvua applies separately to each one. So on the one hand, we could look at the case without the vav as even more of pratiyut than saying with the vav, because with the vav, it's a chain. It's all chained basically back to the original shvua. Or, we could look at it in the opposite way. We could say, if a person is v'chaber with the vav, he wants to make absolutely certain that you know that I'm talking about that shvuah lo lecha, v'lo lecha too, that same shvuah. Mashen king, if he bedavka leaves out the vav, he says, look, I'm saying one thing over here, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha. So, depending on how you look at it, the case in the Mishnah, which seems to be saying v'lo lecha, and we'll see whether that's the correct girsa, but seems to be saying v'lo lecha, is perhaps the only case where we would say it's a prat. But maybe if it would be lo lecha, lo lecha, then indeed we could view it as a klal. The only problem is that the case that the Mishnah gives of the klal, you'll notice, is only she'en lechem biyadi. So then, eino chayav ala achat, which is certainly mashma, that had he been mifareit in any direction, he would say v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha, or he would say lo lecha, lo lecha. In either case, it's a prat, because the only klal was she'en lechem, all of you together. And yet, the Mishnah really doesn't specify, so we're not quite certain how to look at it. And because of that, we go to a braisa, and in the braisa, we discover an additional shita. Because the shita of our Mishnah Sam is Rabbi Meir. Doesn't say clearly here the distinction between the vav and not the vav. In the braisa, it does introduce such an idea, at least it seems to. And it comes under the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who wasn't mentioned in our mission. So the Braita says like this, Tana Rabbanan. Some have over here the Zeh HaKlal in front of the following klal. Kalal eino chayav ala achat. Peirat chayav ala kol achat v'achat. So if the person said his shvua as a klal, whatever that means. He would only be chayav once. But if he specified, he would be chayav on every one. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Now that doesn't help us, obviously. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shvu'a lo lecha velo lecha velo lecha, chayav akol achat v'achat. Now, Rabbi Yehuda seems to be arguing in some way with Rabbi Meir, and he's saying, well, I just want you to know that even saying it like this, lo lecha velo lecha velo lecha, would also be chayav akol achat v'achat, and that would be viewed as a prat. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Nadi. Because we don't know what Rabbi Meir is saying. Rabbi Yehuda seems to be saying, well, Rabbi Meir, I don't agree with you. I think that this case, lo lecha velo lecha, would also be a prat. Right. That's what it seems to be saying. I mean, again, we'll see. We're going to have a focus what the interaction is between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda here. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, he says what he says in the Mishnah, so that's not confusing. Lo lecha velo lecha velo lecha shvua, chayav akol lechat v'achat. You have to say shvua at the end, which is his shita here. Rabbi Shimon Omer, which is again the sheet of Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, Ad Shiyomar Shvua V'Kol Achat V'Achat. Now we come to a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan into what is exactly the difference between the sheetahs of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Says Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel, you should know that, not to be confused, of course, with Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda the Amori. Says Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel, you should know that the actual shitas of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are inverted. Each one is the mirror image of the other. Because as we explained earlier in the Mishnah leaves it unclear what the din is, using a vav or not using a vav. The question is indeed, is using a vav more of a klal? And not using the vav seems to be isolating the pratim? Or just the opposite? Is using a vav more of a prat? In which he wants to say the shvu on each one. And when somebody leaves out the vav, he wants to make it very clear that he's not talking about and this, it's just all the same thing. And that is precisely what the machlokas is. The klal of Rabbi Meir is the prat of Rabbi Yehuda. And the klal of Rabbi Yehuda is the prat of Rabbi Meir. So therefore, what Rabbi Yehuda, obviously, when he turns around and he says, oh no, Rabbi Meir, that's not true. He must have heard that Rabbi Meir had said the lo lecha v'lo lecha v'lo lecha is also a klal. Even though Rabbi Meir didn't say to us, he just said, you make a klal, you chayav only once. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda and says, oh no, 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 no. That case is a case of prat. Where you would say v'lo lecha v'lo lecha. You see, because otherwise there's no responsiveness here. So there's a responsiveness to Rabbi Meir's klal. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not a klal, that's a prat. Since Lamaisa, Rabbi Yehuda says, he only says this case of v'lo lecha. So then the implications are as well that the case of lo lecha would in fact be inverted. Because if Rabbi Yehuda meant the case of v'lo lecha also, so he should have just said af v'lo lecha. Even saying v'lo lecha would be considered to be a prat, not a klal. Since he's saying v'lo lecha is the prat and not the klal, mashma that he's saying, your case of prat is wrong. Your case is the klal. It's only v'lo lecha that's a prat. But lo lecha is the klal, which implies that according to Rabbi Meir, it's the exact opposite. That lo lecha is prat, and v'lo lecha is klal. Now, you should know there's an approach to the Gemara that inverts all of this. And says that it's Rabbi Meir that says the vav and Rabbi Yehuda that says the without the vav. That is based on a Gemara elsewhere in which it appears that Rabbi Yehuda holds the opposite. There's a difference in Zvokim, Magadi, Kizayat, Ukizayat, or Kizayat, Kizayat, as we'll see when they're talking about Tiva. And because of that, there's a gears to the Tosfos springs that's the opposite. But to us, what's important to know is that there are four shitas that the Gemara is bringing. So according to Rabbi Meir, who leaves his words very vague, at least this is how Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel learns, according to Rabbi Meir, a klal would mean that a person says v'lo lecha v'lo lecha. And therefore he's using the vav to include them all in the first shvua. That's not called a prat. How else is he going to say it? If he's saying shvua lo lecha, if he wouldn't say the vav, it would be mashma the klal, he's not bringing a shvua on the other guy. He's making one shvua on all of them. Otherwise, it looks like he's not responding with a shvua. He wants to respond with a shvua. He doesn't want a second shvua. So So therefore, if he says over here, below lechas, but it's all clear that it's one cloud. If he said, lo lecha, and he left out the vav, so we think to ourselves, So in other words, he wants the shvuah to go independently on each one, because a vav causes a chain. He doesn't want there to be a chain, but it should all be one shvuah. He wants each one to be standing, so to speak, under the shvuah, just as readily as it says about saying shvuah at the end. When you say shvuah at the end, it's clear. I mean all of the above with a shvuah. In other words, you never say shvuah at the end. Unless it's to be makazik, what I just said, not the last thing that I just said. So by leaving out the vav, that's essentially what I'm doing, even though I say shvuah in the beginning. I say shvuah. Lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha. I mean, that shvuah is lo lecha, that shvuah is lo lecha, that shvuah is lo lecha. So then, therefore, I was befarid. The truth, yes, that's a very interesting point, which Tosa says throughout the sugya, we are not supposed to be goris above in everyone. It's lo lecha, lo, enokinani, lo lecha, lo lecha, vilo lecha. That's how Tosa learns, like you say. He changes the gears to learn only vilolok at the end. In all, it's throughout the Gemara. The Gemara keeps bringing this up. So it says in each one of these cases, it isn't a chain of vav, vav, vav. It's the vav at the last one. Right. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, I say just the opposite. I say that if you said vilolok, so then what you want to do is you want to say, now I made a shvua lolok, and I want to say the same thing about you. Meaning, I want to say also a shvuah lo lecha, and I want to say the same thing about you. Masha'in king, if there's no and, then he isn't saying, I want to say the same thing about you. He's saying, look, there's one shvuah I'm making over here, not you, not you, not you, you understand? I don't know any of you. So that's the same thing as saying lo lecha. So basically, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are mirror images of each other. Different way of looking at the relationship of the chain to the person's original shvuah. So learns Rabbi Yehuda b'shvuah, and then of course the other shittas are obvious what they are. Masha'in kein. So let's read that inside. So Rabbi Yehuda b'shvuah says klolot. So Rabbi Meir is the prat of Rabbi Yehuda, and klolot Rabbi Yehuda is the prat of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says no. It's not mere images. Hakol modim bevelo lachashu prat. On the contrary, the question is, Rabbi Meir is saying, klal, that's the only time that you're chayav one. Meaning, you said one statement, lo lachem, that's a klal, lachem is a klal. But once you start speaking about people individually, I don't care how you speak about them, with a vav, without a vav, the point is you mention each one separately, then you are being miyakid and shvul kalecha biyakha. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda saying, no, now wait a minute, it depends. If he says it with a vav, then I agree with you. But if he leaves out the vav, he obviously doesn't want a shvuah to define each one. He only wants the shvuah to be a single shvuah on the group. And that's the same as saying lachem. So essentially what we have over here is a simple going from the most chomor, Rabbi Meir, and then we have Rabbi Yehuda, who limits the case of Rabbi Meir, adopter where he used the vav at the end of the chain. And then we have Rabbi Eliezer, who says, no, but only if he put shvuah at the end, because if any time you put it in the beginning, we always look at one thing. And then we have Rabbi Shimon, who says, you can't chain it at all, you have to mention the word shvuah separately. That's very straightforward. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir are not inverse images, which is, I mean, you must admit, it's a little strange to find a machlokas that is exactly the opposite. Each one says, look, exactly the opposite. I mean, usually you say, no, even that I would also include. And that's how to look at the Mishnah's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Meir says, in both cases, with a vav or without a vav, it's a klal. And Rabbi Yehuda says, it is a prat, I mean. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. I mean, I agree with you. If it is a vav, then fine. Then you could say it's a prat. But if you leave out the vav, you're obviously trying to make it one statement. Lonefku ella belolacha without the vav. Rabbi Meir says lolacha is even lolacha without the vav is a prat. And Rabbi Yehuda says no, lolacha without a vav is a klal. And what Rabbi Meir holds as a klal would have to be no mention of the individual, and that would only be shvush en lachem. The only case according to Rabbi Meir that the klal is literally a klal, where he speaks about the group as a group, shvush en lachem biyadi. Now, what really is the basis over here of the diukim of Rabbi Yochanan's approach and of Shmuel's approach? It's basically the question of whether we should be medayik the brisa that we just had, where Rabbi Meir has mentioned, or we should be medayik in the Mishnah. Shmuel is the ekni brisa. And he says like this, look, Rabbi Yehuda says, vilolacha prati hak. Okay? Now, if he's saying that Vilolacha is Prat, this has got to be the way the Brisa presents it. It's got to be a response to what Rebbe Meir said. So obviously, if that's the way he puts it, then he must have heard that Rebbe Meir had said that it's a klal. And Rebbe Yehuda says, no, it's a prat. Because there's no indication that Rebbe Yehuda is coming to say only. He's saying this and not that. So apparently they're inversions. Rebbe Yochanan says, no. According to Rebbe Meir, Tarvayu, the Rebbe Meir prat, whether you say it with a vav or without, it's always going to be a prat. And therefore, Rebbe Yehuda, who heard that from Rebbe Meir, responded without saying only, but he said, look, when it comes to vilo lecha with avav, modina lecha, there I agree with you. I'm not coming to say, no, only vilo lecha. I'm saying what I'm modin you in, that's all. I'm saying modina lecha in the case of vilo lecha. Use your own brains to figure out that I'm not modin in the case of lolecha, that's all. So modina lecha vilo lecha vilo lecha, but without the vav, the lolacha, there, paligunalach, there, I argue on you. Mishmua, ad the odi leyadui, lislaga ley, it's lugin. And Shmuel says, well, I mean, what does that mean? If you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda had heard, according to Rabbi Meir, that both of them are a prat, why did he say his words only in terms of what he was moda? He should have said that lolacha, right? I mean, that's the normal way that you're cholik on somebody. You don't just sort of leave it to an implication. Well, vilolacha is a prat. Yeah, are you saying even? Are you saying only? I mean, so then it's got to be that he would have said something. I mean, the point over here is that he's not being modem. He's essentially saying you're right if you said it backwards. So he's arguing all the way. Okay, so they're not both prat. Of course, very rare. If Rabbi Meir had said the Feirish, you should know that any mention at all is a prat. So then what you should have said, he would have, let's say he heard Dr. Rabbi Meir, the way Rabbi Yochanan's claim, that he heard that Rabbi Meir said, Bein Jarma Lolacha, Bein Jarma Vilolacha, Pratahavi. So Rabbi Yehuda shouldn't have said that, Lo, Omar Lolacha, Lolacha, Chayav, Enochayav, Elahachas. That's the way you say it. You don't leave it to the listener where it's so confusing. What do you mean? What did Rebbe? Especially when Rebbe Meir didn't say clearly what he said. Rebbe Yehuda is basing on what he had heard Rebbe Meir say. So for heaven's sakes, we're writing a bride to the fire. Tell me. Instead of just telling me what he's moda about, tell me what he's arguing about. You see? If Rebbe Meir, Lamaisa, said no, one case is klala, one case is prat, and Rebbe Yehuda says, that's true, you know which case it is? It's the case of Vilo Lecha. Then I understand, of course, that Rebbe Meir says the opposite. Rebbe Yochanan, the reason that Rebbe Yochanan insists that that's not the meaning is because he says, look, I don't understand how Shmuel can possibly get away with such a nonsensical thing if you look in our Mishnah. The Mishnah it says Beferish. I mean, it's a Stam Mishnah. And it says, I mean, basically, it's Rebbe Meir saying, Shvua she'en lachem biyadi. Okay? Now, that's no mention whatsoever is Enochayev Ela Akas, right? So you're telling me that the only case that the time of the Mishnah could come up with, I'll leave it to Rebbe Meir, is where the guy says, you, Lashon Rabbim, plural, you don't have any money in my possession. I mean, I understand. If the Mishnah is coming to tell me a Chiddush, tell me a big Chiddush. Tell me that if a man would only say to somebody that v'lo lecha, he would only be chayav one, even though he mentioned each one separately. I mean, what are you telling me, lachem? I mean, any idiot understands that lachem is only one shvua. Tell it to me, even with a big finish. Even if a guy would say, shvua, lo lachem, v'lo lachem, v'lo lacha, v'lo lacha, v'lo lacha, he would be chayav only one. Because Esav gadaitach v'lo lacha klalei. I mean, you're trying to tell me that according to Rebbe Meir, the case of Rebbe Yehuda v'lo lacha is considered also to be a klal. So then say so. Instead of telling me an obvious case that a kindergarten child could figure out, he could have told me a tremendous fiddish, that even in a case where I did use the vavs, and then I would know, I mean, any idiot would understand that, of course, if he never even mentioned the individuals, and he just said you as in aggregate, so of course in that case, he would be chayav only one. That's a very powerful diuk from the Mishnah. V'Shmuel Amar, The only answer that Shmuel has to this is to say, well, that's the point. I mean, lachem, there's different ways of saying lachem. That's what I'm trying to say, is that every case that boils down to lachem, such as saying v'lo lacha, the point the Mishnah is trying to make very powerfully is that kol ha'omer v'lo lacha is the equivalent of saying shavua she'en lachem bi'adidam. Now, the problem is, of course, that the girsa of the Mishnah continually, throughout the Mishnah, has a vav. Now, if this is supposed to be Rabbi Meir Shita, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't even appear in our Mishnah. Why does it say every case with a vav? I thought that's only Rabbi Yehuda that says with the vav. So, Tanan, doesn't the Mishnah say lo lacha, v'lo lacha, v'lo lacha? Says Shmuel, well, change that. Take out the vav. Tni lo lacha. Well, what about the next piece of the Mishnah? Tainly pikadon utsumet yad v'gezel v'aveda. Vav, vav, vav. And it says over there, that's considered to be a prat. It says Shmuel, take out the vav. Tni utsumet yad gezel v'aveda. Okay. No. Take out the v'aveda. Tni utsumet yad gezel v'aveda, without any vav. Okay, what about the next case? Tainly chitim usaurim v'kusmim with a vav. And the guy says, ein lecha b'yad chitim usaurim v'kusmim. Now, take out the vav there too. Tni, saorim, kusmim. Hey, Shmuel. Hi, Tana, kol hafi, shabish, tani, vazo. This Tana is so confused that he keeps saying everything backwards in the Mishnah. It's a rather strange Tana that he couldn't get one case right. Every single case, the Tana that said over the Mishnah got wrong, and he's stuck in a vav. You don't think that's rather strange? Well, I guess I do, says Shmuel. You know what? Maybe the Mishnah is really not getting into the issues of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the Mishnah is going to Rabbi. The Rabbi says, when it comes to the sugya, there's a sugya in Zvachim. I'll just give you a moment of background. There's two types of pigul in a general sense. One, which is somebody has a machshava to eat from the zevach, or to bring some of the hakrava of the zevach outside of the time that's permissible, and that's called chutzlis mano. And he has such amount of trouble when he does one of the primary avodas of the korban. And at that moment that he has that machshava, the korban becomes possible. And not only does it become possible, but someone who would eat from the meat of such a korban would be chayav koros. There's also a similar concept, which is also called pigul in a general sense, which is really not pigul in the sense of chayav koros, which is a psul of chutzlis l'mekomo, where he has the same idea, but instead of thinking about the mechitza of time, he thinks about the mechitza of space. He's going to do it in a place where it's also to do outside of the base. I mean, yes, if it's something that needed to be the suffering, he's going to do it the Doron or something. Now, in such a case, normally the halakha is like this, that if somebody mixes a makshava of chutz l'zmano with something else, any other kind of psul, the chutz l'zmano doesn't create the pigul. The pigul only works if it's completely pigul. However, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, when I say pigul, I mean chutz l'zmano. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that if you started with a pure machshava of chutz l'zmano, once it becomes pigul and chayav koros, it remains pigul and chayav koros. So if your first machshava wasn't mixed with anything else at the same time, so then it would be pigul and chayav koros. Therefore, now it comes into question, what happens if a guy has in kavana to eat, let's say, a kezayis chutz l'zmano, and a kezayis chutz l'mekomo? So here we get into the same question. Is that one machshava, or is it two machshavas? Does the first one a separate machshava? Since he's basically connecting them, kezayis chutz l'zmano, u kezayis chutz l'mekomo. Or suppose he says, without the book, kezayis, kezayis. So what would be the din? And it's very important, because if it's all one machshava, so then it's considered to be a klal. If it's a klal, it wasn't a pure machshava spigul chutz l'zmano zachayev koros. If it's a prat, then the first one is still faced, and the first one is spigul chutz l'zmano with a chayev koros. So there too, we have to define what the relationship is of a chain of words. There's no way you can say them all at one time. So what do you mean? Do you mean them to be one thing, or are they separate elements? Now, Rebbe says over there in Zvachim, lo shna kezayit kezayit, lo shna kezayit u kezayit. Actually, it doesn't matter how you said it. In either case, with a vav, without a vav, it's considered to be a prat. And therefore, our Mishnah essentially isn't Matzah. Our Mishnah would be the same. It's always considered to be Pratit. And the only way, according to Rebbe, that you could have a Klal is if you say Lachem. And that answers all of the questions. Rabbi Yochanan was being medayed from the Mishnah on the assumption that the Mishnah is the Shita of Rebbe Meir, but it isn't. The Mishnah is the Shita of Rebbe in the Braisa. When we get into the Shita of Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda, which Bekalal weren't mentioned in the Mishnah, that's where we can have our first understanding. And there, says Shmuel, and that's of course the reason why I'm a dyke in the Braisa, not in the Mishnah, because there I see clearly the two variant Shitas, Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda. And Rebbe takes both of those Shitas, and he takes essentially the Chumrah of both of them, that each one is considered to be a prat, however it is that you made a reference to the individuals. Okay, but certainly nobody's going to get away with the fact that the Mishnah does mention Rebbe Meir. And that's in the case of Chita Sa'ora the Kusenet. There it says Rebbe Meir Omer. Okay, so you're not going to be able to tell me that that's Rebbe. That's Rebbe Meir. Now, what did Rebbe Meir say in that case? Tashma Mididei. Let's bring a riot from the place where Rebbe Meir himself speaks in the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Omer Afilu Chita. Excuse me, I hear above. Usora. Whoops, I hear above. Vikosemet Chayava Kol Achat Yachat. Sure. How do you understand the Mishnah? Rabbi Meir mentions above, and he says that they're considered to be pratim. Well, I remember what standby is, Shmuel. Take out the above. Tani Chita Sora Kosemet. I mean, one place. I can make a mistake, especially when the rest of the Mishnah was going to Rebbe, and he got used to this idea of throwing in above. I mean, is it, normally that's the way a person would talk. He threw in above in Mela. So over here he also threw in above. But really, the correct use of the Mishnah to discuss the Shita of Rebbe Meir would be specifically to leave out the above. And this continues, therefore, to be consistent with my Shita. What does Rebbe Meir mean when he says, Afil Chita Saora Kusemet? What does he mean? What he means is that afilu chita is bechlal chitin, saora is bechlal saorim, kusemet is bechlal kusmin. Even though he used the word chita, it seems to sound like a single grain. So you would say, so we don't have a tuav shabbat puta over here. Rabbi Meir says the meaning of the word chita is the species chita, not a grain of chita. Like it says, Achita v'akusemet lo nuku. It says by Mitzrayim. So that's what it's a reference to one chita, one kusemet. It's a species of chita. The seora was in bad shape, but the chita wasn't damaged by the bara. That's all. That's how Rashi learns. It's a little bit strange. Chita b'chol kid. The lashon doesn't work all that good. The Rimigash learns that what Rabbi Meir is saying is that even if the guy comes back and says, not one chita, which you could say would mean, aha. So, in other words, he's only being kofar on one chita. But no. That's because if he says not chitin, we say, not chitin, but maybe one chita you still have. So when the guy says, not a chita, is essentially what he's trying to say. Leave me alone, nothing, not a chita do I have of yours.
Not even a
chita. Exactly. That's what he's saying, but he wants to make it very clear. That's the way people respond. So in the mail, when a person says that lashon, he's just trying to be marchiv on what the other guy said. He's not coming to discuss whether it's one or two. He's just saying, I don't know what you're talking about. Not a single penny, so to speak. Same pikadon v'tzumet yad gezel v'avedash yesh v'biyadach. Now, the question over here is, how about if it's not a tzvi'ah of a pruta on each one of these meaning? Let's just look in the Mishnah so we get clear that there's two cases. In this case as well, we have tamely the chitin the sorin the kusmin v'yesh v'biyadach yesh v'biyadach. The guy says, Stam Eimlecha B'yadi, Enokai V'lachat. But if he says, Shvuash Eimlecha B'yadi Chitin, Nisorin V'kusmin, Chayava Kol Achat V'yachat. Now, the question is, in a case where he's Chayava Kol Achat V'yachat, and that means we look at each Shvuah individually, what would be the din if the total value of the Tziyah is a Shavar Pruta, but not one of these Shvuot was made on a Shavar Pruta? L'chora, we have to agree. Nobody could say that we're going to be machayev a person on a shmua of a prat, which is less than a shmua of a person. So, in a sense, even though the guy seems over here to be going out of his way to be more machayev, he's saying, I'm telling you, I'm making a shmua on this and a shmua on that and a shmua on that. What he's really doing is he's pottering himself because he ends up not swearing on a shmua of a prat on any one shmua. And therefore, shmua, which is on less than a shmua of a prat, is not considered to be as moma. There's something else, a sheker, but he's certainly not chayav a shvuah tzaddikah. What is our question? Our question is like this. Suppose we have the klal. Whereas a person would have just said shvuah she'ein kitasoda v'kusim. So over there, we understand that there certainly is a possibility that even though each min was mentioned by the guy who's been tobeya, so since the person made one shvuah on the above meaning, so then we could be mitzareis the various amounts, because in total the guy said, Neshua, I don't owe you a Shavuot Prut. He did in detail. He said essentially, I don't owe you anything. In the first case, we said, Shavuot She'en L'Fabiyela. So there I could understand that there would be a tziruf of the various means. Where it comes in, he said two cases from there. That's why I asked you to look at the Mishnah first, that I wouldn't have this problem. First, Shavuot She'en L'Fabiyela. So now the question is, when Rabbi Yochanan came along here and he says the Gemara, that Omer Rabbi Yochanan puta mikulam mitzaret. Now, it's not clear what case Rabbi Yochanan is going on. That he should say puta is mitzaret in the ratio where the guy only said shvua she'en l'chaviyadi, period. That's understandable. Did he also mean to say that it would be mitzaret even in the second case, where the guy did specify chitim kusmi mitzaret? How would it possibly be mitzaret? I'll tell you. Because one way of looking at the whole sugya is that where a person mentions separately the minim, he's taking a separate shvua on the minim besides the overall shvua, that it doesn't owe you anything. So when he says shvua she'en lecha b'yadi, that's a shvua. When he then goes on to say chitim, sorin, l'kusnim, he essentially saying, and I swear it's not this and not that and not that. So in other words, if I make mention of three things, maybe I'm even making four shvuas. If I'm making four shvuas, then the interesting point would be that if the chitim alone was not a shavuot prut, you're right, I wouldn't be chayav. Kusim alone, I wouldn't be chayav. But I would be chayav on the first shvua that I said, b'chlal shvua she'en lecha b'yadi. That doesn't change. But this is a machlokas. What exactly was Rabbi Yochanan talking about?
Are we defining what they said first by detailing after this or
am I? Am I adding something? Right. So that I have four shvuas instead of three. Or am I just defining it as three shvuas? It's a relationship of klal and prat, essentially. How do we view people's relationship to klal and prat? Ein b'chlal alamachav of prat. Is that the point? It's saying the klal of shvuas ein lecha b'yadi is defined by my next words. When I say ein lecha b'yadi, I only mean chitim sarim v'kusnim. Or when a person speaks, he doesn't speak in the getter of klal and prat. I mean, it's not that we're not darshaning the Torah. We're darshaning the way of what does a person mean? So pligi bo ravach of Ravina. Chad amar aprati mechayim akholi lo mechayim. So one, we don't know who says what, but one shita between ravach and Ravina is that you would be chayev only on the prat and not on the klal. And the other one says, no, you would be chayev also on the klal. In which case, Rabbi Yochanan could be referring over here to being mitzvahed in the klal part of even the seifakit, you see. If you hold, you're never mechuyev on a klal, you're only mechuyev on the prat, and then Rabbi Yochanan's got to be referring to the opening case of the Mishnah where he didn't make any prat. But if you say that there's a madiyomer who holds, and in each one of these cases, you would be chayev separately on the klal element, shvua she'en lecha b'yadi, separately from the chitim, se'orim, the kusmin, so then Rabbi Meir could be referring to those cases as well. Well, I don't understand. How would that work? But Tani, the Brisa says, Rechiah's Brisa says, that if you add it all up, and he's adding up the case of the five people who are to'ein chitim sarim v'kusmin. So five people, in which he mentioned separately chitim sarim v'kusmin, lolacha, 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 lolacha. So then he should be five, three times five. 15 separate Hashamot in a Shvata Pikadon, or in the same case in Shvata Eidut, 15 Chataot Olav Yoreh. They're saying each one is a separate Shvua. Now, the thing is that if, of course, there's a separate Chiyav on the Klal, then it would be 4 times 5. In Lechavelo, 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 5 times the things. In Lechaviyadi, 1, Chita, 2, Seora, 3, Kuzmin, 4. And the thing is that Rabbi Chiya says the Farish in the Brisa, 15, Harekan Chameshesre Chataot. Now he was referring to the same case in Shvata Eidut. It's exactly the same case. The guy says, you know I do the about Chita Sora, but Kuzmin, and Mashbiyan Yalev. So there are two. Yeah, it's exactly the same case. And of course, if we migrate Rabbi Chiya Shita over to our case in Shvata Pikadon, we'd be talking about 15 Ashramot. But the idea is clear. There is no separate Shvua on the Klal. There's only a separate Shvua on the Prat. So therefore, you see clearly the Imita, if whoever it is was right, we don't know who Shita is, but whoever it is was right between Rav Acha and Ravina, who was claiming that you'd be Chayav separately on the Klal, there's no way to fit that into the Brisa. Rav Acha says it's a total of 15, not a total of 20. So I said, well, not necessarily. Because I done the Pratika Chashiv, the Klal Loka Chashiv, it may well be the Rabbi Chiya didn't have the slightest interest in talking about the Klal. Why? Because if you think about it, what is the Chiddush of Rabbi Chiya? The Chiddush of Rabbi Chiya is that, I mean, what, he certainly, we know how to count, right? We can also multiply. So what Rabbi Chiya is coming to tell me might be that even though the person, when he makes the Shvua lo lecha v'lo lecha v'lo lecha v'lo lecha on Chitin Kusvim Mise'orim, since there's no way for him to avoid saying the v'lo lecha, so maybe the v'lo lecha is indeed a separate shvua, but he's only saying in one case he can turn the kuspi, because how does he use a klal to apply to all of the above prakim? So if I say shvua she'en lecha b'yadi, chitim kuspi v'se'ori, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha, am I saying v'lo lecha on every prak? I'm making a general extension of my shvua. Lolaka, lolaka, lolaka. So essentially what I would have is, for the first guy, I could have 4 shvuas maybe if you include the klal. For the second guy, I have 1 shvua. And for the third guy, I have 1 shvua. And for the fourth guy, I have 1 shvua. And for the fifth guy, I have 1 shvua. So I have a total of 8 shvuas. Even if I hold that I include the klal. Comes on, Rabbi Chiya said, no, you should know that you're chayav on every prat in this case. There'd be 15 shvuas just for the prat. As far as whether you're chayav a shvua on the klal could be, maybe there's a total of 20. I'm not interested in discussing that issue. Obviously, if it means that I'm being kolal each one of them in the various prakim, then I'll be chayav for the klal on each one too. So therefore, the Tana is not interested in being machshav the prakim. Yeah, well, I got a problem for you. That actually, I can prove that that's the case, because there's another brisa in which Rav Chiya says 20. And if he says 20, then obviously this is a riot of the shita that holds you are chayav on the klal. Because I can explain the difference between the 15 and the 20. The 15 he was only coming to tell me the chiddush about the pratin being applied to the lolacha. And when he says, look, I mean, if you want to talk about lamaisa, which is chayav, you'd have to include the klal in each one as well. So it's really 4 times 5 and you get 20. So now we seem to prove in the opposite contention that we set out to prove. No. The case of 20 was talking about the next case of the Mishnah. The case of the Pikadon, Sumet Yad, Gezel, Vaveda, which is 4. So 4 times the 5 guys is 20. Correct. Boy, mine rabba miramah. What would Taka be in a case, and this was, of course, when he used this to, as a riot, what would be in a case where 5 people were told Bimoto? The Amrulon, they told him, Tain lanu pikadon, somet yad, gezel, vaveda, sheyesh lanu biyadecha. And he turns around to one of them and he says, Shua she'en lecha biyadi pikadon, somet yad, gezel, vaveda. And then he says, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha. Mahu. Now, of course, this was said before he knew what we know. I mean, we already have just really talked about exactly that case. So he said, what would be the din? Akhwara mechaya. Do you have a total of 8 shvuas over here? In the first case, you've got the each case separately, but in the other ones, you just have an additional 1 shvua to each person. Oh, Dilma, maybe akol chod of a chod of mechayev. Maybe you would be chayev on everyone separately. And indeed, he turned around and brought a Mariah from that very brice of Rabbi Chiya. Tashmada Tani Rabbi Chiya, Harekan Esrim Chataos. Hey, Chidami, tell me, what's the case where you have 20 Chataos? I mean, what do you think the case is? That he said the Farish to each one. Ein lecha biyadi tzumet yad gezer aveda bikodem. V'lo lecha biyadi tzumet yad v'gezer. I mean, come on. So what, Rabbi Chiya is teaching us how to count. So Rabbi Chiya min yonah tzulashminan. It must be like this case. Elalav v'lo parish. I mean, obviously the whole point over here is the guy just said v'lo lecha. And nonetheless, we're saying, v'shma min ha'prot ha'avi. We see from here that we can view a prat in each one, even though the guy only made a shvua as a klal. Alone. Put in someone's hand. The next case in the Mishnah is Anasto Patita et Biti. Omri Piyabarav Omri Yochanan. Why did Rabbi Shimon say that your potter, if there's a tzviya on the Anasto Patita et Biti, because Moda Batras would have been potter anyway? I mean, the Chachamim's response was so clear. They said, well, yes, of course you'd be potter on the Knas. I mean, but did you forget about the civil penalties? I mean, there's going to be a suit over here. He's going to sue him for everything he's worth, for the bouchard, for the gum. I mean, so he certainly, I mean, he was kosher in that. Why is he chayav on that? So what indeed is Rabbi Shimon's for him? My time with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon has hold the ikar knas utovea. The tviah, remember that the person's response is a response to the tviah. You can't just make a shvata pikadon without the tviya. And the tviya is understood, even though the guy was kofra, obviously, by definition, he's being kofra in the bevoshes of the gaon as well. There's no way to be kofra in one and not the other. But nonetheless, the tviya was essentially for the knas element, and there would be a separate suit for the civil penalties. So he's saying, we look at what the tviya was. Well, my rabbi mushal, Rabbi Shimon, I could give you a mushal for this without getting confused in the knas versus the moment element. It would be, for instance, l'ma davar domeh, l'adam shamar l'chaviro. Guy says to guy, ten li chitin u'salim l'kuslim sheyesh l'biyatzma. And the guy swears, shvua she'en l'chaviyad chitin. I swear, there are no chitin. And it turns out that indeed, the guy had never given him chitin. So his shvua was true. Na'ashtakach v'chitin u'dalatzma. Now, the truth is, Sa'orim v'kusmim, he did, but he never talked about the Sa'orim v'kusmim. He only talked about the chitim. And what he said about the chitim wasn't Makayim v'manashvua, because he really didn't have chitim. So over here, it's the same thing. When the guy was Tovea, he was essentially being Tovea, the Knas. The guy says, I'm not Chayav you Knas. He wasn't relating to the other issues, even though obviously it implies the other issues, but he didn't talk about it. So therefore, he's Potter, the Chiyish Tabach, chitim, what he was Shavea in, Akushta Mishrabea, he was telling the truth. And in this case, I mean, the equivalent of the truth is the fact that it would have been a motive ignat. Omalei Abayis is a bias. What kind of mushel is that? It's ridiculous. Over there, you are doing a separate kvira in each min. And you were never kofi. You never mentioned the Sa'orim and the Kuzmin. You only mentioned the Chitim. But by the woman, there's no way to separate between either you did it or you didn't do it. And if you didn't do it, then you didn't do the Boshet of the Gam part either. So you were being kofer in something that you would have been chayav in. So mi dami, hatam b'chitim kakofale. He only addressed with his shvua the chitim. B'saorim v'kusmim lo kakofale. He never argued with him about the saorim v'kusmim. Whereas hacha b'kula milta with the kakofale. Here, he denied everything, including the Boshet of the Gam. So if you want to make it similar, you'd have to make it similar to a case where the whole thing breaks down. You know, suppose it would be a case where a guy says, "You owe me chitim sar mekusmi," and the guy says, "Shvua she'en l'cha biyadi klal. I don't have anything of yours." It turns out that he was right about the chitim, but he was wrong about the sar mekusmi. So what's the deal over there? Obviously, he's chayav. He's chayav on the kusmi and the sar part, even though he's putter on the chitim part. So that is a very poor comparison. And in fact, you can see clearly from there that the whole thing breaks down. If the guy's tviyah included the Boshet of Pagan, so then when this guy is lamaisa being kofar, he's being kofar on part which he shouldn't have been kofar on, he should have to bring a carbon for it. So what is the answer? Halakiyasa Rav and Amr Rabbi Yochan, he said, you know, what we'll have to say is we'll give you Rabbi Shimon. The way Rabbi Shimon understands it is that the tviyah was on knas and not on Boshet of Pagan. Give out ikr tviyah. It was only on knas, not on boshet pagam. And in the Divrei Chachamim, the person sets up the tviyah, first of all, including the whole thing, knas and boshet pagam. What are they arguing in? B'mai kamisa, okay? Omer of Papa, Rabbi Shimon holds Lo Shava Kiddush meaning the kids. The Papa needed Lo kids. Rabbi Shimon says, look, a guy goes into court, he knows there's a clear-cut dollar amount that this guy owes me. He owes me a knas, Hamishim Shekel. Then we're going to have to go and we're going to have to get psychiatrists and doctors and this and figure out what the bushes of the gun is worth and find out what the value is for on the slave market and so on. Fine, I'll deal with that later. First thing I want is vindication, and I want that knas. So he's basically coming in there for something that's kids, not something that's low kids. The low kids, he figures, okay, we'll handle that, that's going to be a long schlep. Rabbanan Sabri, and the Rabbanan said, look, just the opposite. I mean, the guy, if he wants vindication, so the guy's going to say, yeah, okay, I did it. Great, it was wonderful. What are you going to tell him? No, I don't know anything. See you later, buddy.
Obviously,
that's exactly the thing. I'm not going to be so bad. I want to be so bad the thing that's going to kill you. It's going to drag you into court. It's going to haul your bank accounts out. So on the contrary, why should I be so bad at the contrary? I know you could be a smart aleck.
So I can tell them the Mishnah, the case that we had in our Mishnah.
No, they're arguing what is the psychology of the tziyah of this type. So therefore, the Rabbanan are assigning that a person is not going to be shavik, meaning the chimodabo, he's going to be low miftabe, to be tovea, meaning the chimodabe miftah. Now, he's not going to say something where the guy could just be a smart aleck and walk away. So therefore, he's bedafka being tovea, the boshes of the gun. Hadron alav shvata pikadon. That's the machlokas, whether it's afrikan boleidim, you mean? Yeah, it's the machlokas, but here we don't have it. Shvuat adayanim. Now, we have an entirely different piece of the Torah that discusses the question of the place of a shvua in monetary tefillot in court. The tefillah has, the shvua is actually a chiyuv that the person would have. On one of the volunteers, a court-imposed shvua. That has nothing to do with the shvua that we've discussed until now, really. No, this is the Araisa. But in the case of, there are Rabbanans, which we'll discuss later, but a shvua Hashomrim is the Araisa, a mode of a mikzas is the Araisa. Then we also have shvua Hesed, which is the Rabbanan, rather. Shvua the Rabbanan in certain cases, with Machayev, that we'll see later on. But there, the parallels that we were talking about until now, with the Shvuah Shavu, with the Shvuah Sheker, and the Shvuah Bitui, in other words, I mean, the Shvuah Sapikot, and the Shvuah Satayan, those all appeared in the Torah, not in the context of Masa Umatan. It had nothing to do with civil courts. It had to do with the question of Issa, and what the fear of Shvuah Sheker is, the Karbonis, and so on. And therefore, all the program until now, we tried to align them one with the other, even when we spoke about things that didn't really make sense in terms of applicability, whether it's the Mashim or Ba'anashim, but we wanted to show the way that they are all included, because they're all the same idea. When it comes to Shvuas HaDayanim, we no longer have a Mishnah. No, Eges Bein B'Mashim, Bein Ba'anashim. That's absurd, obviously, it's not Eges Bein B'Mashim. I mean, it has nothing to do, it has to do with court procedure. And it shouldn't be confused with the Din of Shvuas up until now. So now we start a completely new topic, so to speak, which is a type of Shvuah, and therefore it's included here as well. But it's not what we've been talking about until now, of a chiyuv, legati onshin, and so on. We want to know what the din is about the courtroom procedure of shvuah. Now, the main shvuah we derive from the din of Asher Yomar Ki Huzeh. Asher Yomar Ki Huzeh implies somebody walks into court and he says, no, this is what I owe you. Not that. What do you mean, Ki Huzeh? This is it. It's an absurd statement. Unless they're arguing about what is it, but not whether it is. If it's whether it is, just say, take it to the court. So they're arguing about what it is. If they're arguing about what it is, then that means the guy is in agreement that there's something that's owed, but we haven't come to a conclusion about what that is. So now we're going to discuss it. We'll see. We'll go through this study, how we learn each one of these things out of the pasuk. That there is a tviyah, a response partially to that tviyah, but not wholly. And there, the Bezdin, I mean, makes the guy swear a shvuah the Araisa. By the way, we don't do this bizman hazeh, because the shvuahs are just too chomor, and people are likely to. Well, the Araisa means swear the Sefer Torah, and so on, as we'll see. And we don't use that. No. So now, the minimum ta'ana that somebody has to force a shvuah, the minimum ta'ana is shtei kesef. Now, the smallest kesef coin was the ma'ar. The ma'ar is called in the Torah the Geira, Esrim Geira, right? The Torah refers to the modern terms of what we call the ma'ar. A six of those ma'as equals a dinner. And that is four of what we call a dinner was a selah, which was the shekel that was used in the midbar. So the minimum ta'ana, ishtei kesef, two of those mos, vahoda'an, the amount that you're mode, would have to be a shava pruta. Now, Mosin is a makos in the Gemara, whether it means a shava pruta out of those two kesefs, or it means there has to be a standing tfi'ah above and beyond what your moda of two kesef, and your minimum amount that you're arguing about is a pruta. In which case, in practical terms, the minimum tfi'ah would be shtei kesef plus a pruta. Okay? That's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. And based on that machlokas, they will learn the Mishnah differently, as we'll see. The im eina hoda'ami min hata'ana patur. And if they're arguing across purposes, there's no key who's there that ties into what the other guy said. So one guy is talking about one type of thing, and another guy is talking about another type of thing. Somebody says, I gave you tea kettles to watch for me. The other guy said, tea kettles? They were pumpkins. There's no, they're talking for our purposes over here. I don't owe you any tea kettles. He says, I never gave you any pumpkins. So basically, we have nothing in common. So then, also you'd be caught. Kesef. Now let's see how those two limitations add up. Shtei kesef li biyadcha. And the other guy says, not true. It was one pruta. Potter. Now, there could be two ways of looking at this. It could be potter because you've agreed to one pruta out of the shtei kesef, which is one way of learning the Mishnah.
Which is not enough.
And that's not enough because now the difference between you is not shtei kesef. Or you could learn that a coin in which the person is describing in terms of its silver is by definition not the same type of thing when you talk about a pruta, which is not part of the silver coinage system. It's part of the nechoshes. So they're arguing across purposes over here. Shtei kesef upruta yesh li biyadecha. And the other one says, no, it's only a pruta. And you're chayev. Now, there's two ways of understanding that. It could be simply that we're coming now to say, well, but it's okay if it's the minimum amount. Or we could say, no. If you're toveya two things, which are very different, and the guy is moted to one of them and not the other. I gave you tea kettles and pumpkins. And the guy says, well, I remember the tea kettles, but there weren't any pumpkins. So then that may be not at cross purposes. Because even though I'm not moda b'miktas of either thing, but it's still moda b'miktas in terms of the total time. Exactly. So that would be the way, the opposite way of learning the second. Because you see, there were two very different ways of learning the Mishnah.
But you still need to shake it? No.
Maybe yes, maybe no. Again, depends what the issue is. It's not clear from the Mishnah whether the issue is the amount or the issue is whether we're trying to illustrate over here different things that are not in common. Money biyotcha. Somebody says $100. And the other guy says, no, it was nothing. I don't know what you're talking about. In the Chabiyadi at all. Potter, because the Kofra call is potter. But if he says money biyotcha, and the other guy says, no, it was $50. Hamishin dinner. Then he's, of course, higher the shua. That's the classic case. Yeah. Yeah, this is just setting up now the various things. Mona la'aba biyadecha. A guy says, I think that my father had lent you $100. And the guy says, well, actually, he did lend me money, but it was 50. So what he says, oh, ain lo biyadi, it should say, ela hamishim dinah, potter. Because he could have just said, I don't know what you're talking about. And in such a case, it's not the person himself who could be tovea, who knows. So then there's no reason why he can't be Kofra Bakol. He can't be Me'iz Panav and just deny the whole thing. And since he was kind enough to admit some of it, so he's Kameshiva Veda. We have a takana that a Meshiva Veda never swears. Mona li biyadecha. And the guy says, yes, indeed, I owe you $100. The next day, the guy comes on and says, okay, you were Moda yesterday, you owe me $100, where is it? He says, what do you mean, where is it? You don't remember? I gave it to you. Came over to your house last night. I gave it to you. He's potter. Because at this point, he's a kosher bakol. If he says, nah, I never, emlecha biyadi. I made a mistake. Chayev, then he's chayev. Because now, we'll see that there's only if he's moda in court. But once he's moda in court, he can't agricole change his mind. So now he's a kafran. At this point, he's chayev. No, he's chayev, period. He's got to pay. Mona li biyadecha, amalohein. And then he says in front of the witnesses, okay, you've agreed that I owe you the $100 now in front of the witnesses. I don't want you to pay it back to me unless the witness is present. So don't come and say you gave it to me without witnesses. The next day he comes back and says, okay, we've agreed you owe me $100. Pay up. He says, I did. Natati b'cha last night. Where's the witnesses? Without witnesses, you said forget about the witnesses. We're old buddies. Chayev. He's got to pay. מפני שצריך לתנו לו בעלם, he agreed in front of witnesses, to pay for witnesses. ליטרה זהב יש לי בידך. I gave you a liter of zahav. That's about a half a kilo in our terms. En lecha biyadi, or a third of a kilo actually. En lecha biyadi el liter kesef. No, it wasn't gold. It was silver. So here, cross purposes. Potter. Dinar zahav yesh li biyadcha. En lecha biyadi el dinar kesef. Or a treisit. A treisit is as its name implies, a tri-seat. In other words, it's three iser. Or a pundion, which the pundion would be a two isers, or a trace it would be a punyan plus an iser to try. So punya or a pruta, and here you would be chayav because it's all part of the same monetary system. And the guy is describing this the coinage. He's saying dinner over there. It's not he's not interested in that what the coin is made out of. He's interested in the value. Kur. The tziyah was in terms of the coin. Mentions the coin. He mentions a coin. He's not interested in the metal concept. Kurz hu ali biyadeha. Ein lecha biyadi ala letech kitnit. No, first of all, it wasn't a kur. And besides that, it wasn't tua. It was legumes. But kur peirot li biyadeha. The guy says, no, it was a kur of peirot. And he says, no. It was, first of all, it wasn't a kur. It was just a letter. And it wasn't peirot. It was peas. They're chayav. Because kitnit are included in the general term peirot. Of course, we don't use peirot as fruit. Peirot means it includes right. Vegetables. And, yeah, produce. Exactly.
We need both of these. We need both the difference.
Can we wait till we get to the Gemara? It's probably over an hour. Ta'ano chitim v'hodalo v'sorim patur. Rabbi Gamliel mechayev. We'll see here what the machlokas is. Chitim and sorim. Hato'im l'cha v'ro b'kadei shemen v'hodalo b'kankanim. A guy says, hey, I gave you 10 jars of oil. He says, yeah, he gave me 10 oil jars. That's correct. Not 10 jars of oil. So, Admon Omer. Well, okay. In part, he's correct. So, he has to swear. That's not one is under the other. Omer Gamliel. Roy Ami, Divrei Admon. What Admon says makes sense. There was an element of the container. Tano Kalim Vikarkaot. Now, here we get to the other problem. We know that there's no Shua on Karka. We discussed this. But suppose there were two elements of the tefillah, kelim and karka. The guy is moda entirely on the kelim, but he's kofer on the karkaot. Or he's moda entirely about the karkaot, but he's kofer entirely on the kelim. In this case, it's potter. Because even though it may be a moda, the mixup of the entire ta'ana, but the karkaot can't be part of it because then you would be nishba because of karkaot. But if he was moda in mixata karkaot, he would be potter, because again, that's a taina on karkos, but if it was motive and makes us kalim, then he would be chayav. And there we would say the chasim she'en lehem akrayut. If you're making a shvua on the chasim she'en lehem akrayut, which is kalim, in other words, things which are not real estate, they're mechayav zokik even the chasim she'esh lehem akrayut. You make one shvua and the whole thing now. In the same way, even the kone, something which is yesh lehem akrayut. Right, even though really you're making a shvua on the kelim. Ein nishba'im al ta'anat cheresh shotav v'katan. The ta'ana that's brought originally by cheresh shotav v'katan is not mechayev shvua. Ve'im mashbi'in et ha'katan, nor could a katan be made to swear. Aval nishba'im li'katan. However, and we'll see what the case would be, where the tzvia was brought not by a katan, but now the only one you can be nishba to is the katan. You will be nishba to him, and you can be nishba to hegdesh, even though we know normally when it comes to tzviot, there's a limitation on re'acha. We'll see again what the case is when you'll be nishba to hegdesh. Okay, sorry about the long, it was a little bit complex.